This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A national Jewish health study found that warmer temperatures have increased ozone levels on the Front Range. The finding was moderate. Climate change has increased ozone levels by about 1%, but the impacts aren't felt equally. There is more ozone in places with more Hispanic residents and where more people have chronic diseases. Alfonso Espino is a community organizer with the Globeville-Elaria-Swansea Coalition.
To address these conditions, to address the harm, the solutions and those conversations should be spearheaded by those most impacted by that.
The study specifically mentions Denver's Globeville-Elaria-Swansea neighborhood, where residents live close to multiple highways, and Suncor, the state's largest oil and gas refinery. Democrats are moving forward with a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, and it includes funding to help protect Colorado's Thompson Divide. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representative Joe Neguse was able to get money to protect 200,000 acres in the Thompson Divide from oil and gas development and permanent withdrawal of mineral rights in the area. $500,000 will be allocated to buy out leases from willing sellers there. Judy Fox Perry, who comes from a ranching family in the Divide area, says she's excited to see the provisions in the reconciliation bill. She and others have been working for over a decade to get protections through Congress. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
El Paso County residents can now submit comments on a November ballot measure that will decide whether to refund $15 million to taxpayers or to use it on road and parks projects. The money is a surplus the county collected from sales taxes. The comments will be included on this year's ballot issue notice. Comments are due by September 17th. This is CPR News and KRCC.